يره تأكل تخبابي أنا كلهم ريبورت قبل ناتو شيمو نصنيه ماني بحال مس ماني أكل.
Standing in front of his rural mountaintop home, a 15-minute walk from the nearest road, Ayala Beyene shows visiting journalists the scars left by a grenade thrown at the house a few nights earlier. He speaks in his native Tigrinya with an interpreter.
I had just arrived home and heard a loud explosion outside the door. My parents and I were afraid. When my brother went outside, he found a second unexploded bomb.
The damage was minimal. But the 28-year-old Ayale says the grenades were just the latest incident of harassment and intimidation he has faced since he became a candidate for parliament from the opposition Arena Tigray party.
Local officials detained me twice for several hours. They took my identification and my campaign materials and accused me of being an Eritrean agent. When they let me go, they wouldn't give back my ID.
While Ayale spoke, a team from the government-run Ethiopian Human Rights Commission arrived to investigate the attack. They promised to issue their findings in a week. The commission earlier released a report on the murder of another Arena Tigray candidate, Aregawi Gabriohannes, who was stabbed to death at a bar operated by his family in the town of Shirey. Arena party officials alleged the killers were agents of the ruling TPLF, or Tigray People's Liberation Front, sent to silence the voice of a rising star in the opposition movement. The Human Rights Commission ruled the killing non-political, saying the death was the result of a barroom brawl. Five suspects were arrested the day after the murder. One was convicted a week later and sentenced to 15 years in prison. But the victim's brother, Alem Gebreyohannes, says the police investigation and the Human Rights Commission report are part of a government cover-up. Speaking in Amharic through an interpreter, Alem said the fight that killed his brother was staged.
The killing is not ordinary killing. So police didn't really try to find out what's behind this. So what the witness has said and what's on the paper is totally different. Ethiopian Human Rights Commission, the statement said that we investigated and there's no link, political link to that.
Tigray and the ruling TPLF have known adversity. From its origin as a Marxist guerrilla force in the 1970s, the TPLF waged an armed struggle that toppled the Derg regime of Soviet-backed dictator Mengistu Haile Mariam in a 1991 coup. Tigray was later the frontline state in Ethiopia's war with Eritrea, in which 70,000 people died. While the region comprises 6% of Ethiopia's population, 30% of the war dead were Tigrayans. 19 years after coming to power, TPLF cadres still dominate the country's decision-making executive committee and the senior ranks of the army. Its top leaders include Prime Minister Meles Zenawi and Foreign Minister Seyoum Mesfin. But a 2001 split divided the party. Several senior leaders were ousted. 2 years ago, a group of them formed Arena Tigray to challenge the TPLF's monopoly on power. Abadi Zemo was among the early TPLF fighters. He lost an arm in the war against the Derg. Now vice president of the Tigray region, Abadi says allegations of ruling party complicity in Aregawi Gebreyohannes' death are smear tactics by a desperate opposition.
This person who was killed, Aregawi, people know under what circumstances he was killed. It has been proved. But why are they using this as an issue? It's just, to make their agenda with false blackmailing.
Abadi predicts the TPLF will win big in its homeland. He says Tigrayans still remember and revere the heroes of the revolution that overthrew the hated Derg regime. But former TPLF military commander and Ethiopian defense minister Siye Abraha sees things differently. He is running this time in the opposition ranks. Siye admits the TPLF and its regional allies have a tight grip on power, making them virtually unbeatable. But he says an overwhelming ruling party victory might ironically weaken it, as voters recognize that 19 years of uninterrupted rule is turning Ethiopia into a de facto one-party state. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, in the Tigray region of Ethiopia.